Hey guys, this is Rick coming at you with Weed to Know Basis, the podcast for all things cannabis business related. Are you an entrepreneur? Have something you wanted to create, something you wanted to bring to life in the cannabis industry? Maybe you've always wanted to partake in one of the biggest industries in modern day history. This is the podcast to listen to. Hey y'all, it's Rick, and we're here in my living room. If you've seen this enough times, you've probably seen us in several different settings. Sometimes we're on set somewhere. There's been times where we're downstairs. We have a pretty nice meeting room down there. We did our interview with Jesse Elder downstairs. One of our first ones, actually, super cool. You guys got to go back and check that out. It's the one with Jesse Elder. He's a kind of a modern day philosopher and a good friend. It wasn't so much a cannabis centric. It was really about getting your mindset and the philosophy around this industry. And what a great conversation. And you know, we've done several other places. You know, we've done sometimes Zoom. You'll see us on Zoom, where I interviewed recently, not too long ago, Maddie Madison. She's the executive director of Nevada Normal. And so, but this is really where, this is the most comfortable place, honestly, because this is our studio / home / hemp cube. And remember, if you're listening to this, it's because you two are on a Weed to Know basis. And one thing I want to talk about today, and that's core values. And this is a series of episodes. This is actually, I'm going to talk about our four core values and really drive home, not necessarily about why it's my core value or our company, but why you should also have some core values. You don't have to be a business owner or an entrepreneur to understand the concept. You just have to be human. Our core values are really what shape us. They drive us. And again, as I'm sharing this, guys, consider this from the perspective of an individual, a human being, and an entrepreneur, because it's relevant, highly relevant to both. So our core values shape us. Our core values are who we are. They attract our tribe, and they repel the ones who don't need to be near us. Make sense? Core values can be statements, they can be a word, but they have to stand for something to you. They have to have a meaning. They have to be your line in the sand, the place that you will not cross and the place that others will not dare to cross over. Make sense? It's sometimes how our kids see us. It's sometimes how our parents have shaped us. But either way, guys, your core values are what makes you the essence of you. So, and if you're still not quite clear on that, have you ever gone to, let me give you a real visual, have you ever gone to like a muffler shop or wherever you buy something or an office and you go to the secretary's desk or the check-in and you see the poster behind the wall or a piece of, you know, inscribed wood or something etched and it says, we stand for the following. And it might say customer service. It might say the customer is always right or do the right thing. That is literally what I mean. Those are the core values. So I'm going to talk about now, dive into my core values. And guys, if this resonates with you, you can use these. They're not just, these are the values that shape me. And honestly, because our business is myself and my wife. Like we no longer have a big office and we used to have hundreds of employees, but now it's just us. So our core values not only shape us as husband and wife, as a couple, who we are as humans, but it also shapes our business. So with us, it's unique because our core values between personal and business are linked. For some of you, your personal core values may be a little bit different from business. Close, makes sense, but not quite the same. So I'm going to approach this from the core values of what shapes us as humans and how we parlay this into our business. And I'm going to just talk about one today. Tune into some other episodes. We're going to really dive into the other core values. So the first one I begin with, guys, is faith. Our core values are faith, family, freedom, and fitness, four Fs. And the first one is faith. And I'm going to tell you why that's so important. And again, this is me talking to you. If this doesn't resonate, if you're not a believer, if you have your own belief system, more power to you. But there's faith in something. I use the first F word of faith as a belief in a higher power. I've worn this bracelet. It was given to me at my baptism years and years ago, and I've never taken it off. So I don't have tattoos of crosses on my chest. I don't wear a crucifix. I don't proselytize, things like that. But my faith is, for me, something that's a core driver. Every morning I do wake up, before I get out of bed, I read scripture. I do, like from the Bible. like from the King James Bible. I read a piece of scripture, and every morning it's now become a part of my 7 days a week, whether I'm at home or traveling. It's now a part of my daily ritual or routine, is before my feet hit the ground. And here's the beauty, because if before my feet hit the ground, that means I woke up. Think about that. That means I opened my eyes and said, holy shit, I got another day. Like I'm laying there in bed, and sometimes before my alarm, my eyes open up. I'm like, holy shit, I'm still here. So before I grace the world with my presence, I'm a little certain of myself. I pull out my phone and I get a daily scripture, and I literally, I'm in bed, and I have my little pop thing out, and because I don't want the phone to hit me in the face, and I'm laying there in bed and I'll read it, and then check out my Twitter profile. It's @purposehack. You'll see that every single morning I'll tweet out the scripture that really resonated with me that morning. And you can almost without fail, 99.9% of the days, you'll see sometime in the morning, I'll have tweeted out some scripture. It's a core value. It's important for me. It's a core value because it grounds me. It's a core value because no matter what the previous day brought or what the day I'm waking up to and stepping into may bring, I know that I'm not stepping into it alone. And that's why that core value is so important to me, guys, because no matter what happens, no matter what happens, no matter what the world brings, no matter good, bad, or indifferent, no matter what goes on, what has gone on, what happened last year, the mistakes we've made, the wins you've had, the successes, the failures, is I feel fortunate every single morning when my eyes open. I kid you not. I'm like, holy shit, I'm here. I'm still here. And so for me, the first logical core value, the number one, is my faith. Now, that may not be as important to you, and that's okay. That's okay. Your core values might be something radically different, and that's okay, guys. I'm just sharing with you that you have to feel it. You have to embody it. It has to be something that is so important to you that you will not deviate from that word, from that phrase. That's really what the core value is. It's not a catchword. It's not a buzzword. It's not something you put on your website because it's cool. It's not. It is anything but that. It is something that is a part of you. And again, guys, my first one is faith. That is going to attract people, and it's going to repel people. And that's okay. That's okay. That's what core values do. Core values are inflexible. Core values are 24/7, 365, just as my faith is. Shit happens. I have bad days. We all do. You lose the deal. You lost your shoe. You whatever. You got a flat tire. You can't find your glasses. It's not the right color. It's too big. It's too small. That's where core values keep us grounded. You guys feel me? In the future episodes, guys, these are going to be quick and very timely episodes because I want to share with you the importance of why I believe you're here. You're here because, not because I'm ruggedly handsome. It's not, it could be. some of it is because we have some really incredible content, but the reality of why you may be continuing to listen is because you like what the fuck this guy's saying. Honestly, you like that this guy is staunch with his values. And that's the truth. You like that this person stands for something and I want to stand with him, or I don't. That's why you're really here, guys. So the next few episodes, we're going to talk about the remainder of my core values. There's only four of them, and you can have six of them. I would recommend go between about three and five. I have four of them. They're on my website. If you go to greenseedalliance.com, you're going to see, if you scroll down below the fold, my core values are right there. They are right there, without shame. Faith, family, freedom, fitness. In the next episode, guys, we're going to talk about family. And you're going to be a little bit surprised because it might sound like, well, I already get that. I got it. Tune in. You're going to hear stuff you haven't heard before. You're going to hear stuff you haven't heard before. That was my phone going off. But really appreciate you guys chiming in. Really appreciate you guys listening in. I'd love to hear more about your core values. And maybe you need some help trying to design them or trying to figure it out. That's okay. That's why we're here. You see, business isn't just all business. Business is something that's often here and here. And it begins with your personal core values. Leave us a message, guys. Make some comments. Don't do it while you're driving. You can hit us up. Hit us up on Instagram. My personal profile is Planet Boy or Weed to Know Basis, the show's page. Either way, guys, we'd love to hear from you. Together we all grow. Together we thrive. Together we succeed. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Stay tuned for the remainder of the core values. For now, remember, if you're listening or watching, it's because you too are on a Weed to Know Basis. Have an awesome rest of the day, guys. Peace.